Hello everybody, it's me, Bethany, back again with another episode. So last time I said I was going to go into more depth of the story of Robert the Doll. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, Robert was one of the inspirations for the Chucky movies. So today we'll be looking into the deepest story on what happened to Robert and why is he locked away. As a quick description of Robert, he is a handmade felt doll wearing a white outfit with black bead eyes. He has no shoes on and has an indent where his mouth should be. He is always in a position where he's holding a stuffed dog and his legs are up. Now, the story of Robert dates back to the early 1900s. The doll was a one-of-a-kind handmade doll made by a servant given to a young boy named Eugene Robert Otto. I think I'm saying that wrong, but I'm not sure. But everyone called him Gene. The boy instantly fell in love with the doll. They became best friends. Robert seemed like a normal doll at first, but it wasn't long until he started acting weird. One night, Jean, who was only 10 at the time, woke and found Robert at the end of his bed, sitting there, staring at him. Moments later, his mother was woken up by a scream from help coming from her son's room. When she was able to get to his room, the door was locked. She was able to break down the door and make her way through, and she saw her poor son curled up in fear on his bed and Robert still sitting at the end of his bed. Robert is now locked up in the East Mellow Museum in Florida. You can go and visit him, but if you try to take a photo of any sorts or even insult him, he will come after you. Most people have found that to get rid of the curse, you have to write an apology letter to him. And if you go ahead and visit, try having a look behind him. You can see a whole bunch of just apology letters. Sorry if this one was shorter than normal. That's all I could find on Robert. But if you do actually want to look into his story some more, go ahead and search it up. It's really interesting. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day, and I'll see you in the next one.